What are some assistant directors in your life that you tend to listen to instead of the director? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your hearts to God. Have you ever had a time in your life when you got two different sets of instructions that were at odds with each other and had to figure out what on earth to do now? Art Devotion is about a similar situation, or rather a couple similar situations to that. It's called The True Director, and it was written by Hope Bollinger. As a shy stage manager for our high school's production of Tarzan, I did what I was told. And our assistant director told us to tape the side doors that opened into the aisles so the actors could sneak into the walkways during one scene. Apparently the monkey costumes made clicking open a door just about impossible. When I asked the assistant director how to tape the door, she shoved a roll of black electric tape in my hands. Just do it so the actors can open the door without having to click the door handle. So, a fellow stage manager and I started taping down the door handle to the knob to make sure it stayed down. Sure, the door opened on its own like it was supposed to, but when the director found us mid-tape, his face harshened to a dark pink. "What on earth are you doing?" his yell carried down in echoing backstage walls. "Taping down the door." My tongue tripped in a quiver. "Who told you to do that?" By now, tears had started to brim. The assistant director. He grabbed the tape out of my hands and jerked his hand to the door. "You're not supposed to put this tape on metal. The door handle and knob make it stuck together permanently. I was planning to show you the right way to do this tomorrow." He sighed. "From now on, listen to me, the director, before you make any major decisions." Later, it hit me. I often listen to assistant directors more than the director of my life, Jesus. Just like the director in the play knew the right timing and placement of that tape, Jesus knows everything. Even if an assistant director tells me that a lie is the truth, I need to consult and trust the true director and his word, the Bible. So let's talk about this. What are some assistant directors in your life that you tend to listen to instead of the director? How does what they say line up with what God says in his word, the Bible? The director in today's reading shared some important truth, but not in a loving way. How is God's response different when we ask him for wisdom? If you need some help, check out James 1 verse 5. As we read in Psalm 86, 11, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name." Now, I'd encourage you to read John chapter 10, verses 1 through 16, as well as verses 27 through 30, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you checked out our Instagram page lately? We would love to connect with you. Just search for @UnlockedDevo. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.